coming up on episode number 522. Well, it's election day here in the U.S., and to help get you through, I've put together a set of election-related, presidential-related, and America-related songs. All this, some requests, and some fun stuff thrown in there. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for November 4th. Tuesday night, November 4th, 2008. It's Election Day, and welcome to the election-themed Coverville edition. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett, and over the next 35 or so minutes, we'll be playing several covers related to all the excitement and fun today, at least in the U.S., although I'm sure if you're living abroad, you're watching this with probably as much anticipation as we are here. So to get things kicked off, I don't know if this qualifies as a cover. It's a cover of the Schoolhouse Rock style, but as far as I can tell, this is one of the covers of Schoolhouse Rock that was never an original Schoolhouse Rock cartoon. But it is going to help explain things about what's going on here, hopefully. It's from a 1998 album called Schoolhouse Rocks the Vote. It's performed by Spicy T and Shyhan, and it's called Get to Know Your Electoral College.
Got to expand your political knowledge. Get to know your electoral college. The people who get sent to represent your vote for president. The electors.
So listen up.
The political parties in each and every state appoint a slate of delegates who wait to be told what to do by you and your vote.
And your vote, see?
So when you go into that booth at your polling place on election day to choose a president, what you're really voting for is that group of electors.
Got it.
Uh-huh. And the candidate who gets the most votes wins every elector in that state. So even if A gets 49% and B gets 51, then B gets all the electoral votes and A gets none.
And the winners go to Washington to cast their ballots. The electoral ballots for the candidate they represent.
Now the number of electors that each state gets corresponds to its members in the House and the Senate.
Big states get more,
little states get less.
And the total number of electors in the country that a candidate has got to get to be elected president is 270.
That's at least 270 electoral votes.
And each and every state is winner take all.
Got to expand your political knowledge. Get to know your electoral college. The people who get sent to represent your vote for president. The electors.
It's the will of the people that the college seems to amplify, to put a brave face on a close race and try to make the difference between the winner and the loser seem larger. That's the intent of our founding fathers. So if the vote is tight and there's not a clear choice, still all the people of the state will seem to speak with one voice.
Majority rule.
There's no second place.
So even if A gets 49% and B gets 51, then B gets all the electoral votes and A gets none.
So even if A gets 49% and B gets 51, then B gets all the electoral votes and A gets none.
And each and every state is winner take all.
Got to expand your political knowledge. Get to know your electoral college. The people who get sent to represent your vote for president. The electors.
Now to win those elections, you gotta make selections on where to spend your time and your money.
So check across the nation for voter registration and step to the states with the big population.
Cause that's where the votes are. Electors the most are. The whole thing works like a video game where you take aim to claim a whole state as your own. And each and every state is winner take all.
Got to expand your political knowledge. So get to know your electoral college. The people who get sent to represent your vote for president. The electors.
Oh. and Tyler too. And with him will be little Van. Van, Van is a used up man. And with him will be little Van. Sure, let him talk about art cider, 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 and log cabins too. Will only help to speed the ball for Tippecanoe and Tyler too. And with him will be little Van. Van, Van is a used up man. And with him will be little Van. Of mighty waters, 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 onward it will go. And the course will bring you through for Tippecanoe and Tyler too. And with him will be little Van. Van, Van is a used up man. And with him will be little Van.
He likes big butts, and he cannot lie. No other brothers can deny. Is that really, really true, Jonathan Coulton? Recent private investigations have determined that Jonathan Coulton does not, in fact, like big butts. Those are hard facts that we cannot deny. We think that's just plain Tom Cruise crazy. What's your thing this week, Mr. Coulton?
Paid for by the Coalition for William Shatner to the 2008 Coverville Countdown. Your turn to vote coming this November.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. I tell you, this land was made for you and me. As I went walking down that ribbon of a highway, I saw above me all that endless skyway. Now I saw below me that golden valley.
Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from a new album called You Can't Be Neutral on a Moving Train, Songs for Election Day, doing a cover of Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land, and a very interesting, darker cover with the whole chord change and everything there. I really, really like that song. This Land Is Your Land, covered there by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Before that, you heard Tippecanoe and Tyler Too by They Might Be Giants. That comes from a 2005 collection called Venue Songs, which were songs that they recorded as they were traveling around the USA for a tour. Of course, Tippecanoe and Tyler Too, originally written by Andrew Kaufman Ross, and is a story, or I'm sorry, was the election song for William Harrison and John Tyler as they were trying to knock out the incumbent weak little man, weak little van, Martin Van Buren. And that was requested by Jordan in Forest Hills, New York. We start off the set with Get to Know Your Electoral College by Spicy T and Shyhan from Schoolhouse Rocks the Vote from 1998. Basically was trying to pick a song from that album, figured that one was going to be perfect, and didn't realize until after I'd gotten the songs all together, I was like, oh, that's probably not even a cover, even though it's on one of those Schoolhouse Rock re-recorded albums, tribute albums. But decided it still fits with the day, and decided to leave it in even though it may not be a cover. All right, Coverville is brought to you by Audio Engine USA. See, they've even got that USA in the name. You can go to audioengineusa.com to see their full line of products. The Audio Engine 5 bookshelf speakers, the Audio Engine 2 premium powered desktop speakers, and the one I'm going to tell you about right now, the Audio Engine W1, the premium wireless audio adapter. This is a set of dongles, a set of USB items that plug into your computer, plug into your iPod, plug into your Xbox, your PlayStation 3, your Wii, whatever, and allow you to send sound wirelessly from one side of the room to the other side of the room, or from one part of the house to the other part of the house, or the backyard, or the front yard, or whatever. It does it completely without wires, and it does it completely without lag, which is the big thing, which means that you can plug one into your laptop, plug the other one into the stereo system where your TV is hooked up or where your projector is hooked up, and you won't have any lag between what you see on screen on your projector and the audio you hear coming from your laptop. It's an amazing, amazing device, and check it out at Audio Engine W1. And when you're ready to buy, make sure you use the coupon code that's just for you Coverville listeners, COVERTEN, COVERTEN, which will get you 10% off Audio Engine products for Coverville fans. So make sure to use that and visit Audio Engine USA. Also wanted to give a quick shout out to Scott for his upcoming 40th birthday. His wife, Tracy, asked that I mention that on the show here. His birthday is coming up on the 7th, so in just a few days. And happy birthday, Scott. Hope you have a great 40th. All right, let's get back into this. You knew that if it was a presidential-related Coverville, that I would be playing a song covering Presidents of the United States of America. And to complete that, let's go ahead and do it. It's Lump, performed here by Lee Kernighan. Lee Kernighan. Let's say it's pronounced like Lee Kernighan. This comes from the Andrew Denton Musical Challenge Disc 1. It's a cover of Lump, originally by the Presidents of the United States of America.
Lump sat alone in a boggy marsh, totally emotionless except for her heart. Mud flowed up in Lump's pajamas, totally confused all the passing piranhas. She's Lump, she's Lump, she's in my head. She's Lump, she's Lump, she's Lump, she might be dead. Lump lingered, lost in line for brains. Once she got kind of rotten and insane. Small things so sad, the birds could land. Is Lump fast asleep or just rocking with the band? She's Lump, she's Lump, she's in my head. She's Lump, she's Lump, she's slump, she might be dead. Was limp and lonely, needed a shove. Lump slipped on a kiss, tumbled into love. She spent her 20s between the sheets. Life limped along at subsonic speed. She's lump, she's lump, she's in my head. She's lump, she's lump, she's lump, she might be dead. Is this love?
William Shatner claims to have been a space captain, but an extensive record search has found that this tambourine man never served with a Federation. He's just one of the common people. Is this the kind of has-been that you want to lead the 2008 Coverville Countdown? Let's keep this spaceman where he belongs, on the ground.
Mr. Tambourine Man!
Paid for by the Jonathan Colton for 2008 Coverville Countdown Committee. Your turn to vote coming this November.
We've taken all you've given, but it's getting hard to make a living. Mr. President, have pity on the working man. Place yourself high above us, Mr. President, have pity on the working man. I know it may sound funny, with people everywhere running out of money, we just can't make it. Man, Mr. President, have pity on the working man.
Kind of fitting with the economy the way it is right now. That is Mr. President, Have Pity on the Working Man, sung by not Joe the Plumber. That was sung by Sam Bush from the 2006 tribute album Sail Away, the songs of Randy Newman. And great tune right there. Before that, you heard Lump, originally by Presidents of the United States of America, covered there by Lee Kernaghan from the 2000 Andrew Denton Breakfast Show Musical Challenge, Volume 1. Recorded live in the studios in the Australian show for Andrew Denton. A couple things still to tell you about. Podcast Awards still going on for the next couple days. If you haven't voted yet today or tomorrow, of course you haven't voted yet tomorrow, have you? Make sure to go to podcastawards.com and cast your vote. You can cast one vote a day from now until November 6th, which is Thursday. So get in those last couple votes, if you wouldn't mind, for Coverville or whichever is your favorite podcast in each of those categories. You can leave some categories blank if you don't listen to any of those shows, or you can, if you don't listen to any of the shows, you don't know which one to pick. So, yeah, so leave it blank. Podcastawards.com is the website for that. Also, Coverville Idol still going on. Got a lot of emails from people who are starting to get their song ideas, starting to get their picks together for Squeeze Coverville Idol. Should be a great one. And deadline for this one is December 1st, so you've got just a little under a month to put together a cover of your favorite Squeeze song. Send it to me. I'll play it on the show. We'll have votes and we'll have prizes, including a rare vinyl copy of that very first Squeeze EP called Packet of Three. Probably have some other goodies in there. I think I've got some other Squeeze goodies even that I can throw in there. So Squeeze Coverville Idol coming up. Get your songs and your submissions in by December 1st. Okay, a couple more tracks to play here. This first one is a request. Came from Maria, and she had picked up the recent... what was the name of that movie? It was a recent film that featured Eddie Vedder covering this song, and she wanted to know if I could play the Eddie Vedder version, but I didn't have it. It is, Michael Moore's Slacker Uprising. So in the movie, Eddie Vedder does a cover of Cat Stevens' Don't Be Shy, performs it live, incredibly moving song, all the more so, as she says, in this high-energy, high-tension context. And there wasn't a way to get a copy of the Eddie Vedder version, which looks like it was just done for that performance onto the show. So in lieu of that one, I'm going to play another great cover of that very same song performed by the band Travis. This comes from the soundtrack to the TV show Everwood from 2004. Going out to Maria, here's Don't Be Shy.
Just let your feeling roll on by. And don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. Just lift your head and let your feelings out instead. Don't be shy, just let your feeling roll on by. On by. Let your feeling go on by. Don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. You're there, you're there. You're there, you're there. We'll be right back. longer than a song. Love is where all of us belong. So don't be shy, just let your feeling roll on by. And don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. You're there, you're there. You're there, you're there. You're there, you're there. You're there, you're there, you're there.
I'd vote for you. You have a sweet bike, and you're really good at hooking up with chicks. Plus, you're like the only guy at school who has a mustache. If you need to use any of my skills, I can do whatever you want. Plus, I could be your bodyguard, too.
Hey, Brian. It's Ben. Love the show. Keep up the great work. I was wondering if there was any way you could play a cover of the song Shed a Little Light by James Taylor. I asked because I was watching an old episode of The West Wing, and Amy Mann does a tremendous cover inside the show. A little bit of Googling, and I don't think it was ever recorded. I don't think there's any way to get it on MP3 or on any sort of album, but it's such a great song, and it's apropos for the election. Thought it would be a cool thing for the show. Thanks again. Take care.
Oh, let us turn the thoughts today to Martin Luther King, and recognizing there are ties between us, all men and women living on the earth, ties of hope and love, sister and brotherhood, that we are bound together in our desire to see the world become a place in which our children can grow free and strong. And we are bound together in the task that stands before us and the road that lies ahead. We are bound, and we are bound. There is a feeling like the clenching of a fist. There is a hunger in the center of the chest. There is a passage through the darkness and the mist. And through the body sleeps, the heart will never rest.
Shine a little light, oh Lord.
Shine a little light, oh Lord.
So that we can see
for now.
Just a little light, oh Lord.
Shine a little light, oh Lord. A passage through the darkness and the mist, and through the body sleeps, the heart will never rest. Oh, let us turn our thoughts today to Martin Luther King, and recognizing there are ties between us. Oh.
all men and women living on the earth. Ties of hope and love, sister and brother.
That is cool. That is Shed a Little Light. had no adjective prepared for that one. That is Shed a Little Light, performed by, well, it comes from an album by Diana Jerkoff called All Around the World in One Bloody Night from 2006. However, listening to the other tracks from that album, I don't think that one was actually sung by Diana. And because of MP3s, and pay-by-the-song services, you don't get liner notes anymore that tell you who performed on a single song as easy as it used to be these days. So we're going to say that's Diana Jerkoff from her album All Around the World in One Bloody Night. Going out to Ben, I really, really wish I could have found a copy of that Amy Mann track, but it looks like the whole song was never recorded. It was bits and pieces just specifically for the West Wing, and it would have been nice to play that one. Before that, you heard Don't Be Shy, performed by Travis from the soundtrack to Everwood from 2004. And that is going to do it for this Election Day edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me for any reason, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. We will be back on Thursday with a cover story, which currently is a mystery to me, so we'll have to see what that's going to be. So stick around for that later this week. And until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.